Sask has a great new location in rooms 119 A and B on the main floor of the sub, right across from McInnes Field. And we have full-time hours now, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call ahead and make an appointment to suit your schedule, or drop in whenever the need arises. The Sask works within a feminist, anti-oppression perspective to provide support in the form of one-on-one counseling, accompaniments, advocacy, information, and referrals to male, female, and trans-identified survivors of violence. We also provide support and information for survivors' friends, family members, and partners. All the services provided at SASK are free, confidential, and non-judgmental. We work with you to identify and support your decisions about your needs. For more information, call 604-827-5180 or visit rooms 119 A and B in the sub.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Time is 6:03, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Now it's time for Uncommon Practice. Welcome, everyone. I'm Neboi Shimatsu, and I'll be with you for the next 90 minutes as we listen to some classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. We start out the program tonight with one of a series of works by Colin McPhee. That was a movement from his suite in six movements. Colin McPhee was a Canadian composer and ethnomusicologist. In the 1930s, he spent 7 years in Indonesia studying the music there, and many of his own works have a very strong Indonesian influence. Moving on now to some other music that is sort of more indirectly influenced by music of Indonesia and also other Asian cultures like India. Here is the first movement of the Violin Concerto by Philip Glass, one of the most successful American composers, or probably any living composers. He was one of the proponents of minimalism back in the 1970s, basically taking very small fragments of music and sort of layering them on top of each other. He's sort of moved on beyond that now, but he's still classified as a minimalist or sometimes post-minimalist composer, whatever that means. Anyway, here is the first movement of the Violin Concerto by Philip Glass.
Thank you.
the first movement of the Violin Concerto by Philip Glass. You're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca. As always, I'm your host, Neboisha Matsura. Coming up next, we have some music from Henryk Gorecki, a contemporary Polish composer. In the 1970s, he sort of took the classical music world by storm, in a way, when he wrote a symphony that consists of three slow movements, making up or comprised mostly of simple melodies. Now, the theme behind the symphony is basically war and imprisonment and family separation. This work was recorded in 1992 by soprano Dawn Upshaw and the London Sinfonietta, and the recording became tremendously popular, and it increased Gorecki's already large stature in the classical music world. Anyway, now I thought that we would listen to an excerpt from this work. This is the Symphony No. 3, subtitled Symphony of Sorrowful Songs. Now, the second movement is based on the text from the second movement comes from a prison cell found somewhere in Poland. And the text was apparently written by a teenage girl who was imprisoned here in the 1940s during World War II. Anyway, here is soprano Dawn Upshaw, accompanied by the London Sinfonietta, under the direction of David Zinman, performing the second movement of Symphony No. 3, Symphony of Sorrowful Songs, by Henryk Gorecki. That was the second movement of Symphony No. 3, Symphony of Sorrowful Songs, by Polish composer Henryk Górecki. Right now it's time to take a short break for this announcement, and then we'll be back with more music here on Uncommon Practice.
Stewie, hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. That's good, OJ. Yeah, that hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah.
This public service announcement is a thank you to all you listeners who donated during CITR's first fund drive. You've helped us continue to keep delivering you, the listener, with the diverse, independent, and quality programming you've come to expect. This is also a reminder that if you did pledge, please come down to CITR, pay your pledge, and collect your swag. For example, t-shirts, CDs, and all other merchandise that was offered with your pledge. Once again, to all of our listeners, all our supporters, thank you for supporting CITR 101.9 FM.
You got till 5 o'clock. You hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
All right, and we're back here on Uncommon Practice. Coming up next, we have some music from the 21st century. This is very exciting. And not only that, but it also features some local performers. Here is a work by American composer John Harbison, who was born in 1938 and is currently one of the leading composers in that country. He's won all sorts of awards, and I think he's won at least one Pulitzer Prize. Anyway, this is a work for flute and string trio entitled Six American Painters, written in 2000 and first performed in 2002. The recording that we're going to hear now features Vancouver-based flautist Suzanne Snyzik with string players Eva Suss on violin, Martina Smazal on viola, and Ben Goheen on cello. This was from a live concert given at University of British Columbia on January 7th of this year. So here we go, Six American Painters by John Harbison. six American painters. A suite for flute and string trio by American composer John Harbison. The performers we heard in that recording are some Vancouver musicians, flautist Suzanne Snyzik, violinist Eva Sass, violist Martina Smazal, and cellist Ben Goheen. That was a recording of a live performance given at the University of British Columbia on January 7th of this year. The time is 6:42 and you're listening to Uncommon Practice here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Neboy Shamatsura. I'll be with you for another 45 minutes or so as we listen to some more classical music written in the past 100 years. Now here's some music from Franco Donatoni, an Italian composer born in 1927, died in 2000. Donatoni's music tends to lean towards the avant-garde side of the classical music spectrum, but for many years he experimented with all sorts of styles, and he actually went through a crisis in which he basically couldn't decide which creative direction to take and sort of couldn't find his own voice as a composer. Many composers deal with that sort of thing, but for a while he thought about giving up composition completely. Fortunately, he persevered and gained quite a bit of recognition for his compositions. Here's a work called Refrain. This is for eight performers. Thank you. Refrain, a work for chamber ensemble by Franco Donatoni. That was a performance of the new ensemble based in Amsterdam. That is a new music group that does a lot of work by contemporary and recently deceased composers. All right, the time is 6:53, and you're listening to Uncommon Practice. You're on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, also online at citr.ca. I'm your host, Neboishi Matsura. Now let's take a look at local weather. Currently at the Vancouver airport, it's overcast with fog. The visibility is 0.6 kilometers. The temperature is 6 degrees and the wind is out of the northwest at 15 kilometers per hour. The forecast for tonight calls for cloudy skies with fog patches. The low will be plus 4. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Also some fog dissipating early in the afternoon. The high will be 8. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers in the evening. The low will be 5. And on Wednesday through Friday, we can expect more of the same. Cloudy with showers with lows around 3 to 5 degrees and highs around 7 to 9. All right, coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, some bagatelles for wind quintet by Serbian composer Dušan Radić, who was born in 1929. I don't know if he's still active as a composer, or for that matter, if he's still alive. But he was a leading composer in Serbia for, well, a great many years. He worked as a freelance composer, also did some film scores, and some teaching, like many composers of the 20th and 21st centuries. Here are the bagatelles for wind quintet performed by members of the Belgrade Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Bagatelles for Woodwind Quintet by Dušan Radić. Coming up next here on Uncommon Practice, we have some colorful orchestral music from Mexican composer José Pablo Moncayo, who was born in 1912 and died in 1958. This is a work dating from 1941 entitled Huapango. It's probably the composer's best known work, and it incorporates some elements of Mexican folk music. Here is the National Symphony Orchestra of Mexico performing Huapango by José Pablo Moncayo. All right, that was the orchestral fantasy Huapango by Mexican composer Jose Pablo Moncayo. All right, we have time for one more track here on Uncommon Practice. Here's a piano work entitled Soleil, or Sun, by Montreal-based composer Denis Goujon. This is from a cycle of works for solo instruments that are sort of together. They depict the solar system, and each work represents one planet or other planetary body. So here is the Sun from Six Thèmes Solaires, or Six Solar Themes, by Denis Goujon. That was Piano Solaire, one of the Six Thèmes Solaires, or Six Solar Themes, by Denis Goujon. All right, well, that's all the time for this week here on Uncommon Practice. Thanks for listening. I'll be off for a couple of weeks, so I won't be back on the air until Monday, March 5th. So I hope you'll join me again then from 6 p.m. until 7:30 right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver for some more great classical music from the 20th and 21st centuries. Coming up now at 7:30 is Karasu with Alex Ushijima. So stay tuned for that. I'm Neboi Shimatsura, and you've been listening to Uncommon Practice.
Stewie. Hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh. Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh. Well, all right then. That's good, OJ.
Ah!
Yeah, that hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah.
This public service announcement is a thank you to all you listeners who donated during CITR's first fund drive.
Man.
You've helped us continue to keep delivering.